Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Intro song. That was a throwback from the old days of Muscle Sport Radio. Hi, Comerica. Hi, everybody else that's joining us on this very, I guess, difficult program for me to broadcast. And I say that with all sincerity and seriousness. I'm not fucking around. I'm not jerking off. Why is it being called Muscle Sport Radio? Well, because it's not the Greg and Joe show anymore, I guess. Greg is not with the company anymore. We had a big blowout on Saturday. I fired him. I'm not saying anything that is a secret. I mean, he's posted stuff, and I'm going to not open any other doors that Greg didn't already talk about, because I don't think that's fair. I mean, there's a lot more to this story than probably has been spoken about. And I don't want to get into a lot of it. And I know that sounds a little fucked up, but you know what? That's my decision to do that. It's, to me, that is going to make a shitty situation worse. But first thing I will say is that anyone who ever closes the door on a reunion, any sort, not just this Greg and Joe, I'm talking about in fucking general, is, first of all, they're fucking stupid, they're full of shit, and they're just talking out of anger. Now, of course, it would have been easy for me on Saturday, thank you, Miller, walk out of that fucking place. Fuck him. I'll never want to see this fucking guy again. But I would never shut the door on anyone, especially Greg, okay? We've been friends since 2008. Johnny, what's up, motherfucker? I hope you got my text before, bro. We've been friends since 2008, so that's going on almost a decade. So you don't just fucking piss away 10 years. Even if you piss away where you don't have to work with each other and stuff, but I'm just talking in general, you look at it down the road and you say, you never know what the fucking future holds, bro. Big Muscle Mike, how the fuck are you, man? Thank you, Guilty 84. I am not great, but I will take it as a very nice compliment. So I'm not going to close the door. Thank you, John. And say that we'll never work together again. I know Greg did type something where he said that's going to be the case. We're never going to, but yes, Big C, I agree, and I appreciate you DM me, and I that was very nice of you. I do appreciate that. It does help. I don't burn bridge. Greg didn't burn a bridge either. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Greg burned the bridge. Don't get me fucking wrong, but this isn't something that just happened all in one day. Okay. Greg and myself have been having some issues. We've been pissed at each other for a fucking couple of months now. And I don't know if you guys can hear, can tell. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bring some flowers to Greg. Flowers and candy. You know, I don't know if you guys can pick up on it, but some of you guys have DM'd me and told me in the non-public setting that they knew something was up. I'm not going to say who it was. You guys know who you are. And it was so fucking obvious that when I was watching the replays of these shows, I'm like, if people aren't realizing that he and I aren't ready to fucking go to say, go fuck yourself to each other, then they're not catching it. And maybe not that you're not paying attention. You just, maybe you didn't know what to fucking look for or whatever. We ain't stupid. Thank you, Barbells. Mark, I never call you stupid. You got a gun. But you know, it was pretty obvious, and I could tell the synergy was starting to go, and there was ill will, and Greg's admitted it. I'll fucking admit it just as fucking fast as that as well. But really, I guess what it boils down to was, yes, it was personal. Yes, it was business. It was a combination of the two. But I will start that off by saying, whenever you work, thank you, Dave. I kind of agree with that, yes. Whenever you work with a friend of yours, and it's not where you started working, yes, that is true, Wildfire. Yes, that I think that was, there was a lot of intangibles with there. Hi, Sheila, what's up? How's it going? A lot of intangibles with that happened, and then that show happened. It was kind of the perfect storm, but you 100% fucking right on that, because when I watched that, I cringe. Even my fucking friend in the gym was like, oh, fuck, man, that was so obvious, bro. What the fuck was up? The show will keep growing. I mean, I have a huge announcement that was scheduled for tomorrow on somebody joining the company that had nothing to do with this Greg thing. I mean, this is all Tolkien that comes fucking around. Jazzy, I like, you're always writing that on YouTube. You're fucking funny, Jazzy 83. I like him. Makes me laugh. Great comments, by the way. Very appreciated. I think is right on point. So it was, like I said, it was business and it was personal. Greg seems to feel it was more of a personal thing, but then he says we were going in a different direction. And I'm going to kind of expound on that and kind of give my explanation. Hey, Shuey, what's going on, pal? I'm going to give my explanation of what he was saying and how I kind of expected, you know, explain that. Denise, what's going on, man? Paulie, how's fucking Ireland treating you? Hit a bicep pose. That's not my thing. It was just hot. That's why I'm wearing the fucking black guinea tee today, the black wife beater. My channel will become a yoga channel, yes, all male yoga. Call Greg. We're going to run into each other at some point. Listen, if he and I walk by each other, we're not going to ignore each other. That's fucking immature baby shit. We're both momos. Fucking makeup. I'm looking bigger. Thank you, Christian. I've been eating a little bit better, so I think I'm trying to diet and look more in shape. So I think it's more of the cutting some of that winter fat. Yari, what the fuck's up, motherfucker? Roger Wilson, 69. So I'm getting a little off track. Let me, I digress. So let me just, Crazy Hawk, what's up? I like saying hi to the fucking guys coming in. Come on, Joe, the chicks will love you. Get the fuck out of here. Chicks will love me. I'm fucking 50 years old almost. Married for 22 years in August. The only chick that maybe even fucking deals with me is her, my old lady, my lovely wife. How did you guys play? That's what we're talking about. Nick, what's up, Nick? Sneaking in at work. Well, I'm going to try to get the explanation, but this will be on YouTube later. So if you guys do want to check it out later, whatever, I don't know. If you can't see the whole thing, we're cool guys. Thank you. We are cool guys. I like to think that. Have fans in the Caribbean from Trinidad. Oh, very nice. Thank you, brother. Greg was saying that it was a personal thing. That's because we had basically we had to be separated. We were nose to nose. Almost, thank you, Crazy Hawk, almost went to blows. We had to be separated. There was no punches thrown. But I'm talking literally forehead, nose. It's not that hard to go nose to nose with me. You could be in another state and fucking be nose to nose with me. But I guess forehead to forehead would be probably better. We were literally forehead to forehead, nose to nose, ready to fucking throw fucking haymakers at each other. And I would have loved to see the video. If somebody would videotape that at Strong and Shapely Gym, please post it. It must have been fucking funny as hell. Greg's girlfriend did come and break it up, but we were having a shitty discussion for a while, and we had a big blowout last month over the telephone where if we were in person, we would have won to blows that day. So it's not like this was just with both wops. Yes, with thick-headed fucking greaseballs. Yes, Barbell. That is the problem. There is no fucking normal thinker in that fucking team. Shit happens. It does. And this was shitty, and I'm not fucking happy over it, but I'm not going to fucking wallow and lay on the fucking couch. Please, I got fucking bills to pay, so I got to get moving here. So that's what I'm doing. I got to look ahead. Right? Like I said, I have some shit that was being announced tomorrow before this happened. You know, this was being announced on like Thursday or Friday. I was planning on this thing Tuesday. I wanted to have my show Monday, which I was expecting to be a normal show. We were going to tease it on the show, and then I was going to have it fucking officially announced at noon Eastern time on the website tomorrow. Like it. So we were arguing about a lot of things. The direction that I think Greg was talking about. Now, I wanted to get to that, but maybe I'll get – I want to just cover what he said first. Please, you could mediate, Dave. I actually did show prep. The first time in my fucking life, and I've been doing radio for 10 years, not just podcast. I used to be a sports commentator on Sirius Satellite Radio. Every Saturday I had a spot. I used to call in on this other show. It was a male-driven show. When is Robert Frank on? End of the month, before the end, right? The last show of the month. That's been taped, and it's just scheduled to go on in the month of June, but the last episode that will be. Yes, thank you. Shuey is the one that hooked that up, and I fucking love Robert Frank. Andrew, what's up? How the fuck are you? How's Dad doing? Say hello to me. I can't wait to see you guys in person. We're going to make a fucking porno. Thank you. You're welcome, Shuey. We're going to make a porno in your store in Olympia. Greg was saying that, you know, the direction that we were taking things in, and he had mentioned stuff about sponsors and videos that he was doing. I will kind of explain that. There is no fucking, you know what, there was no bashing. Greg took the high road as I expected him to, and I'm going to take the same fucking direction. You do not bash a guy that you work that long with. He didn't fuck my wife. I didn't fuck his girlfriend. That's, you know, now we're talking, everything else is off the fucking table. This was two guys that have been working together probably too long. We got under each other's skin. And anytime you own a company and a friend of yours works for you, it never fucking ends good. So take that for what it's worth. It's not like we worked together and met each other at MD. We were friends before that. We would work together at MD, and then when we both ended up getting fired, we worked together here. But we worked together with my thing before that. It was just, you know, not on a full-time basis. We will spoon on the Olympia stage. Sometimes you seem like a prick when somebody's working for you and your friends. And you when you let stuff go, and then when you do say something, sometimes it's, I don't know, you're taken the wrong way, and we're both guilty in this thing. I'm not fucking laying any pipe on him, and I'm not fucking saying that I'm the fucking – I think we both – if man to man, we would say we're both equally guilty on this thing. The thing – hey, Rob, what's up, Rob? The thing that Greg was pissed about recently, this new thing – and like I said, I won't get into some of all the stuff because he didn't open that door, and I'm not going to do it either. It really doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, we're going to say why, you know, he's not working here anymore. He was doing videos for me, and Greg will be the first guy to admit he's not a good businessman. And I will be the first guy to admit that I am trying to become a good businessman. I'm not there yet. But I've been doing this long enough, and I've worked for other publications where I know that there are certain things that you got to kind of play, not politically correct, but you got to play fucking smart. It's kind of like office management in a way. I kind of guess I'll tame it down and use that word. That phrase, if you will. When your basic gravy train that keeps the company going is certain supplement companies or juice companies or whatever the fuck may be, you can't bash those type of products. And not even saying, you know, Iron Mag Lab stuff is bad. You're just saying pre-workouts are bad. Don't waste your money. You can't put videos like that out on your fucking channel that you – are these guys are paying for fucking ads to be run either on that channel, on that magazine, on that website, something to do with that company. And that was one of the things that we were having difficulty getting fucking done. Hey, No Neck, what's up, man? How the fuck are you, bro? I just emailed you back a few minutes ago. So that was an issue that he brought up, and he says, nobody can censor me. That's me. And I basically – he can do whatever he wants on his own channel. I have no say over what Greg posts on his own pages, his own channel. But when I'm paying him to do something, I kind of need him to not talk about stuff like that. And anybody that has ever owned a business or even could think about shilling for supplement companies, you, bro, you want to call it that, that's fine. That, to me, that's fucking business. It's not shilling. It's fucking smart business acumen. It's a business plan. You don't fucking shit on, like, no net cartel. But, you know, I'm trying to get advertising with them. I'm going to go on and say, these fucking gym apparel companies, their clothing is all shit. You put it in the dryer once and it's going to fucking shrink. And we'll be right back after this message from No Net Cartel. How the fuck, you know, come on. It's called paying the bills. Thank you, Christian. So, yes, I agree, Greg, bullshit. Then you know what, guy? Then go watch Greg's channel and he doesn't have ads on. He's not trying to sell ads. You don't have to like what I'm doing. I don't care. That is fine. It's not shilling. It's just not talking about a certain fucking thing. You don't bash the people that pay the fucking bills. You're advertising for a company that believes in their products. How's that bad? Well, I don't know. I don't know. And that was just a joke, no nap. You know, I wasn't just because you came up. That was just an example. Oh, we sell quality products. But you know what? If you have your main guy that gets the most hits from you talking, and he's going to get the most hits on his video, and he's saying, oh, fuck that, you know, pre-workouts, or don't get mail order steroids when I have mail order fucking steroids advertising in this fucking magazine. You know what? No load, no shame. You know what? I don't want to post a video that's saying mail order steroids is fucking a bad idea. If somebody doesn't know that's a bad idea about legalities, then shame on them. They have to know themselves. But don't. I'm not going to go and put a video on there on my channel and pay somebody to do it that's going to hurt me in the long run in my fucking pocket. Because why is this guy, and I got more than one, advertising on my site when my main attraction is bashing his fucking product line? Maybe not by name, but just in general. That was a major fucking issue that we both had a problem. Business is business. Yes. Unfortunately, I'm not in here to just get YouTube hits. I'm in here because I have one kid in college. I have another kid 2 years away from college. And, you know, I shouldn't have a ton of men pride. Yeah, that'd be better. We won't bash down. They fuck like animals, probably. So I can't, you know, have that. Thank you, Liaz. And thought the same as you, Joe. You know what? Greg is not, like I said, he'll be the first to admit he's not a business guy. Greg can in his channel. Absolutely. I don't care. If somebody says, no, nobody complained to me, but I know if I post a video that's bashing a certain type of thing that people are paying to show their fucking ad on my product, I'm basically, they're gone. They're not coming back if they see that fucking video. He's not a sellout. Listen, you want to call me a sellout because I'm trying to earn a living? Then go ahead, bro. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. It was a lot more than that. I'm only going to talk about that part of it because that's the part that Greg brought out, and it really doesn't make sense for that to start saying other things. He wrote that he wasn't happy with the direction that I'm taking things. Now, I don't know exactly what he means by that. As far as the supplement thing was only like in the past week or so, maybe 2 weeks. You're supposed to support the company you advertise, the public subscribers. Yeah, you have to, bro. I mean, come on. That was fucking common sense. If I was mixing business and juice, if I was a millionaire and I fucking didn't have to worry about ads, I don't give a fuck what he said on the video then. I don't give a shit, but I have to fucking protect the bottom line. And the bottom line is most of these fucking companies that a lot, the videos, the reason why they weren't posted and the companies to complain about it, because I turned it back. I told them I'm not using this. I cannot use a video where you're bashing things. It went further than that. I'm just giving you the fucking, you know, I'm reiterating what he was saying, and I'm not disagreeing with him. I'm basically, you know, acknowledging what he said was 100% true. Doesn't fucking pay to fucking deny that because I have nothing to hide on that. Sucker punch Greg. I wouldn't sucker punch anybody. I fucking face to face, man. That's, you know, I'm glad we didn't go to blows because that would have just been stupid, bro. We're too old for that. I was messaging one of the guys on Instagram this morning. And I said, we're a combined age of over 100. yeah, I'm fucking funny with that. We would have been out of breath at fucking one shot each. But Greg was saying that he didn't like the direction. Now, I don't know if he means the supplement thing. So I can only surmise that he meant that. But I also know that the direction that I'm taking this company, that Greg make his living off Muscle Sport Mag, he also gets stuff from Generation Iron. Believe me, the money that I earn on this company is not enough for me to fucking pay. That, Frank, I have no idea about that. You're right. That I was kind of like, I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know. I mean, we always joked around about shit on the show all the time. So, the direction this company has been going in, I'm taking the heat off Rich Piana. Well, whatever. You know, maybe I got a free T-shirt one of these days. Nah, nah. the direction that I know that I'm taking this company in is to really utilize the two hottest platforms right now in the industry, and not just the industry, all around, which is Instagram, which is this, and YouTube. And Greg did not like the Instagram live feed thing. He made that plain and simple to me. He doesn't fucking follow it. He doesn't use Instagram. His girlfriend runs the Instagram. He still was resistant. I'm going to just leave it at that. He was resistant to following this live feed like we've been doing for I don't know how many weeks now, you know, 7 weeks or whatever, 8 weeks with you guys on Monday. To me, it was a godsend. It changed the whole aspect of it. It made the show where, and I tried to explain to him, the show was not selling as far as ads as an audio podcast. And we've had it for years. Even when we had celebrities on the radio show, when we worked for MD, and then right after we started continuing the celebrity thing, and it got to be too much work. I didn't have enough time to sit down and start dealing with all these PR people and booking days and stuff. So we just kind of, let's just do a show, me and him. We do fight. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that meant. If you know, then maybe you can let me know. But, you know, but I know Greg was resistant to the Instagram thing. And to me, that made a show where what I'm doing is now I'm bringing two video elements into the show, the YouTube camera and obviously the Instagram camera. And I'm packaging it with main show. When you advertise, you're able to say the advertiser not on your personal opinion. I guess you can, but then you're really cutting your fucking nose off to fucking spite your face. And with me, you need a fucking big fucking hedge clip. It's not even a scissor. I mean, you know, that's only like if it's like a, you know, gambling things or something you see on TV, a little fucking, you can barely read it kind of writing. That's stupid. Anybody that does that as a business person on a regular basis is limiting their fucking advertising pool so bad that they're going to really be fucking spinning their fucking wheels. That's a hamster wheel because you're never going to get fucking re-signs on that. They're going to come, boom, gone, 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 gone. Because they're going to see that and go, fuck this. Instagram, the shit, that's the, Greg does not understand business fucking acumen at all. And that's fine. He doesn't have to. If he doesn't have to, then that's why I said, let me deal with the thing. And I don't know, I was reading something on one of his, I think it was his guys on his YouTube channel. The fucking, somebody said, oh, isn't half the company yours? He should give you money for this. How could he fire you? Greg has never, this is an LLC, a legal LLC formed with New York State, with the United States government that I pay for every year. I am the only one as on it, owner and president of Muscle Sport LLC. Thank you, Crazy Hawk. Hey, listen, you got two eyes, you can watch him and watch us. I don't care, whatever. He's never been a partner in this company. He's just been a paid employee, and that's it. People that may think because he was the main guy that you saw, the face of MSM, if you will, they may have thought it was his company. Well, he never was. So I don't know, you know, that. I just want to make sure nobody has that misunderstanding. I fired him because, like I said, we were fucking fighting for a while, and then we were literally almost fist fighting. Now, when you go face to face with somebody, and you've already not getting along and business is not working the way you want it to work, usually the guy who's the fucking guy working for the other guy is not going to, that's not good job security to go face to face, nose to nose with the guy you work for. Lending his, he was a sucker. How did he lend his name, Battery Woody? How did he lend his name? He never lent his name to anything. He was a paid employee, just like a lot of other people are by this company. That's all he was, because he helped build it, and I will never deny that. Never deny it. He was as loyal as the day is fucking long. Limited liability corporation. It's like an incorporated, but it's a, there's different formats that you do, and this one's an LLC. You know, I pay taxes on it. I got a business fucking credit card on it. This is a full-fledged fucking business that I have. Some guy that fucking my accountant, I have to do all fucking W-2s and 1099s and shit. This isn't just like, I'm not just doing this for the fucking shits and giggles. I'm doing this because I need to fucking earn a living. Now, thankfully, I'm able to have a little buffer because I do have a second income that I will not bring out there. Nobody needs nobody's business. But I do need this company because then I would have to go work for a guy like Blackman again. Greg knew what he was getting into. Well, I mean, listen, it worked out great. I mean, I'm not going to fucking deny it. Listen, I was a Greg Valentino fan before I knew Greg Valentino, before I met Greg Valentino, and before I started working with Greg Valentino. I'm still a Greg Valentino fan. It was a lot more than that, but I'm going to just basically stick to that because that's what Greg said, and I don't want to open up other doors. It's really not. I'm hoping that maybe one day that shit can maybe be worked out, at least even if we don't work together. I'd love to just shake hands and say, you know what, we're better off not working together. We can be friendlier then. He is a great guy, bro, and I'm going to still be a Greg fan, and I'm still going to watch Generation Iron Season 3 the same way I would have watched it if Greg was working for this company. How could I not, bro? I mean, that would be silly on my part. The guy makes me laugh. His videos are fucking funny. And I don't care what he says outside of this environment, but he needed to do stuff in this environment. Am I going to replace Greg with another one? There's a lot of things happening right now. Like I said, basically, this happened Saturday late day. Was Greg having a power struggle? No, I can't think that. No, I don't believe that at all. No one can replace Greg. And listen, everybody's replaceable. Maybe me, and I'm not saying that because, wow, I'm great, because who's going to do all of this fucking book work and shit? My son doesn't want anything to do with this company. So if I drop that in 5 years, the company's dead. I mean, unless somebody buys it off of me before that. So that's not, I'm not bragging. Trust me, Jason Genova. Yeah, why not? Probably would get more hits than I do. Don't put Boston Lawyer in this place. Now, listen, I need a guy that's local that's going to be in this fucking chair with me. The Monday show is different. I'm going to figure on something with that. Robert Frank is not taking Greg's place. He would be a good fucking guy, though, to have. I think Boston Lawyer would be also a liaison. But I need somebody that lives in New York that's going to be sitting in the chair next to me for the regular MSTV shows, the 3 times a month. That's our main show that I have. A video team that comes in here and tapes it, and, you know, they fucking edit it and all that. These shows I just do myself. I just turn the lights on, I put the green screen on, and I fucking, you know, hope for the best. The other one, I invest. I need to move to New York. That would be interesting. But Greg did say it was personal, and I'm gonna think that the personal thing was when we were fighting and say shit there. I'll be there on Monday. We were fighting and stuff like that. We were saying we lost respect for each other. I made some notes because I don't want to say something wrong that he said. I don't want to misinterpret or misquote him. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to be accurate. I was not happy with him or the direction he is taking things. And trust me, he was not happy with my work. We lost respect for each other. Greg put that on the, I think it was the YouTube or Facebook, whatever, I don't remember now. I agree, bro. Greg, if you do watch this or somebody tells you, I agree. You didn't like the direction I was taking things in. You made that plain. You made that very clear. Probably too clear, but that's fine, whatever. We lost respect for each other. I think, you know, when you're nose to nose with somebody that you're friends with for 10 years, that probably should, you know, that could probably be understood. I wasn't happy with your work, and yeah, there was a lot of things I wasn't happy with. Hey, Howard, what's up? Well, thank you for jumping in today. I did get your message. We'll do the email thing. I gotta was busy with this shit today. Can't fight the supplements in the industry. No, they fucking pay you, bro. Of course I gotta fucking promote them. That would be fucking retarded if I didn't. I'm sure he'll see the clip on YouTube. I hope he does, because I want him to know that this isn't a pissing match here. I'm glad he didn't do that. A lot of his followers, fuck them, I'm not following them, I just unsubscribed, Joe's a dick, blah, 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 Al Bundy, you know, I actually started getting fucking, kicked out, I was laughing. I actually thought it was fucking funny, and I was like, you know what, he's got loyal guys, you know what, and that's fine. I didn't expect this to be a positive thing for the company as far as that goes. Initially, yeah, it might be a little bit of a dip, a little bit of a hit, but you know what, I have to look at long term. And if we're not going to get along, the product's going to get worse, guys. Now, if you guys noticed, the past few weeks, the past few shows, he and I have not had that same fucking chemistry. How the fuck can we keep going the way we were going? And it would be all fucked up. Hey, Christian, what's going on, bro? If we had bad chemistry. Oh, no, I know. Listen, I want people. I would, and just like Greg said, I don't want anybody to go off of MSM, follow them, like, I keep watching Greg's shit, because I'm gonna, that's for sure. I just said it before, I can't wait for Generation Iron to start. I want to see what he has to go on his own channel. You know what, I don't even want him to mention me, just talk, do his normal thing. But the thing that, no, I can't do a vote is for replacement, because I need somebody that's sitting in the chair next to me. I need a New Yorker. Unfortunately, I need a New Yorker for that. I wish it was easier to happen and bring somebody from around, but it's not going to be the same on Skype, and I am not doing fucking a Ron Line kind of thing as my fucking main show that I got bringing fucking advertising dollars for. So I think the direction Greg was mad, you think he will. Oh, hey, Rip, what's up, Andrea? I think, like I said at the fucking start of the show, I am open to anything. We will kiss and make up. We are both good kissers, though. Beatles know this. You're fucking funny, bro. The door will never be closed. And I would never say never. Although right now, the probability doesn't look like that's going to happen. But like I said, a year, a day, a month, whatever. Things change down the fucking road, you know? Things change. But right now, I have to move forward. So that's why I had to change the name of the show back to the name I started with in 08. I had to change some graphics, which I'm getting in the process of doing now. Take a break and make the fuck up. So the way I need to do, I need to go as a business, not as I broke up with my fucking girlfriend kind of thing. He didn't unfollow you. I would never unfollow him. Why would I do that? But, you know, I think he would probably think the same way. Unfollow. I don't. Yeah, the door's open. Yes, it is open. But the direction thing. I guess I would hope that he would explain that a little better, maybe in another time. He said, we don't see eye to eye and things, and it became personal. And I guess the eye to eye, again, is the direction thing. I helped build that company, but I don't agree with the direction we're going in. Yes, you did help build the company, and apparently you're not with the direction. Joe doesn't agree with my ideas, and right now with Joe, we just don't agree. I helped build the mag without a doubt. Fucking without a doubt is correct. Put an exclamation point, underline it, man. Billy Martin and George Steinbrenner here that three fucking times. 10-year period, they came back together. But I think, to me, I don't know, the direction thing doesn't seem like he's just referring to, I don't know, Andrea, that's what I'm not sure. Is this news? Joe's my dad, is this news? Ashley, was it a train? I don't know what you mean, sweetie. The direction, I think it is to us, I get told. Perpetually crush the air out of me tortuously. I guess the direction he meant, I have to assume it was the Instagram and a lot of YouTube stuff and then bringing in other people. I don't know. Oh, shit. I didn't know. Okay. Thank you, Kamanga. Wow, good for you. That's the one that's my daughter's age. Okay. I didn't know you had a kid that old. You look young, dude. Hi, Ashley. Nice to meet you. I wish that he gave a little more elaboration on that. Maybe, I don't know, Wildfire. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think he's only talking about me saying you can't do the supplement companies, videos knocking different types of supplements and shit. To me, I don't know, that doesn't really add up. It doesn't make, it doesn't totally add up. So I'm not sure, and I don't want to put fucking words in the dude's mouth either. That would be kind of stupid. I mean, what the fuck are we going to gain out of that? So I think right now the best thing is that it is what it is. It happened. It was shitty. It was a fun event. It was cool. Some of you guys were on the Instagram Live thing on Saturday. And I can tell that there was a lot of friction that day because I saw him. I said hi to him. And I didn't see him for the rest of the day until I was packing up and ready to leave. And then we had our altercation, if you will. But we definitely were having issues before this final thing, and it really was kind of unfortunate because it probably was something that we probably, maybe could have worked out. I know he doesn't like doing events, and I do, but that never was an issue. So no, I can't. I'll just go on my own. I don't give a shit. That to me, because he wasn't there. The issues are going on for probably almost, I would say, like going on a month or two. I get Joey in a divorce. Yeah, it was going on for a while. Like I said, we had a real big fucking blowout on the phone at the beginning of May. And it was leading up to that. So there was stuff to, hey, how come that he gets fucking her? Who the hell am I? Fucking chopped fucking Italian liver? What about the altercation? What's the difference in direction? I guess I'll just sum it up for guys that didn't see the beginning. Basically, he doesn't like being censored, and I need to not have people bash supplement companies and different companies that sell certain things that advertise with us. And Greg, nobody can tell me to censor me. That's me. I don't care what you say. He didn't like that I told him, don't do videos like that. And a lot of his videos I had to bounce because he kept doing stuff I asked him not to do. And it wasn't just supplements. It was a lot of other things. Okay, Crazy Hawk's cute. Wear the pink shirt, Crazy Hawk. I will only open the doors that Greg has already opened because I don't want this to become a pissing match. That would be fucking the worst thing in the world. It would be stupid and fucking babyish. And I think Greg would totally agree with me. Hey, John God, what's up, man? But he doesn't like to be censored. I don't like to censor people either, but when it comes to fucking losing advertising money and then having to shut the company down, I have to fucking censor. How do I not? And anybody that doesn't understand that will never be able to own or conduct proper business. You call whatever you want. I don't give a fuck what you call it. To me, it's just fucking doing things the way that need to be done to earn a fucking living, bro. I think the direction also had stuff to do with bringing Instagram really heavily into the fucking program, doing more things on YouTube. I'm trying to grow the company, and that means bringing other people in to the company, adding shows, making it. It was getting too much Greg and Joe, Greg and Joe, Greg, 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 Joe, 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 Greg and Joe, Joe and Greg, Greg and Joe, Joe. Even you guys have to fucking... I don't want it to be a feud. Yeah, I don't. If we move or go each other's direction, that's fine. But Cali Muscle, I don't think he wants anything to do with this company. He's got a good thing on his own. Maybe he should hire fucking me. Yes, Ilias, I would let you beat me to a fucking pulp if I did that because I would be wrong. With his flip phone, I don't think so. I think he's happy with it. He did have a comment I saw somewhere, I forget, a week or so ago. I don't need or want a smartphone. And that was another issue that I needed, stuff to fucking, I wanted him to be able to do shit like we're doing right now. And he didn't do cute. And he didn't. So I think the Instagram, he was higher Jupiter. She's too far away, though. Instagram, he didn't want to be doing it because I don't think he likes it. Not I, Mike. Not I. I did it in the 80s. In the 80s, but you know what I mean. early 2000s, 2003 maybe, 2002. YouTube, I don't know. Like I said, I'm trying to build the TV part of this thing as much as I can and put more shows on the channel, different people, because it was getting redundant with him and I. And it was easy for me to do a lot of shows, little clips, because I don't have to pay anybody to do that. I sit in front of this fucking camera with these fucking lights that are hot as fuck today, even with the air conditioner on. And then I would fucking be able to just do my own. I don't have to pay nobody to edit. I do my own edit. We're on Long Island, Mike. And then I would fucking have a video. That would be, hey, Kim T, how are you? It is hot with that fire burning. So I would be able to put my own videos up, and it wouldn't be any out-of-pocket expense. So that's why I was just doing a lot of shit on my own. But it was getting too much Greg and Joe, and I needed to bring other fucking faces in there. Yes, Andrea, it is so hot that I needed to wear my guinea tee, my guinea tux. Hire an Instagram, sexy Instagram CrossFit girl. I'm sure there's many takers there. Steal something. I just finished talking to him, but he's open to the idea. I definitely want to talk to Robert Frank about doing some kind of stuff with us. Hire Jay Cutler. Oh, I'm sure. I would probably have an easier time hiring the recently retired quarterback, Jay Cutler, than the four-time, Mr. Olympia. Greg and Joe were like 2 hours away from each other for traveling. Yeah, that's why he only came. We shot three half-hour shows for the whole month, just to make it easier to shoot it. And, you know, I would have to fucking, get that and make it last for the month. So that's why Greg was shooting videos on his own and sent them to me. Jimmy the Bull. I like Jimmy the Bull. Jimmy the Bull is a very funny man. Had us laughing our nuts off on our pilot episode that we shot. I've missed a lot of changes. Hi, Jupes. What's up? Kiaid. You know what it is? Big Lenny, another Florida guy, but I would love fucking doing stuff with Big Lenny eventually. If I'm down in Florida, I would love to visit him and the Misfits and Jupiter and Big C and all the Florida guys, Boston, and do fucking shoot with everybody. But I think that brings a lot of good to the table. He brought some fucking awesome shit to this fucking table. I would fucking be a liar if I tried to deny that. He put us on the map. He worked his fucking tail off for the fucking company. We'll never fucking say that that's fake. That's not true. That is all fucking accurate. He said it, and I will fucking second it. When it came to, like, I think the business was growing to a point where it was, nobody ever gets, the business never outgrows somebody that puts it on the map, so. That is not where I'm going with this. But I think because we were doing a lot of stuff that he didn't really like, with the Instagram Live and YouTube, and he wanted to do videos his way, not the way that I was, looking for them to get done. It made a big fucking difference where, shit, man, how are we going to just, that's the direction that I'm taking this company in, because I see profit that way. I don't just do things on a whim. Everything I do, I think two steps ahead. I never think about 5 minutes from now. I think about maybe fucking 5 weeks, 5 months, not 5 years. That's a little too far ahead. So I look ahead and I'm like, okay, and I read up on business trends. I read up a lot. Yes, Robert, we will be fucking doing a lot of good shit come Olympia time. And I'm working on a replacement for Greg to be with me as we speak. I think that the shit that I read up on different businesses, and it's not just pertaining to bodybuilding, it could be any media business. I look at things and I look at trends and I do a lot of research, and I'm seeing where Instagram Live, I'm trying to take advantage of the stories. I haven't been as much as I should, and I'm trying to catch up. And especially fucking YouTube. That is where it's going. I'm not taking the print magazine away. I'm still going to do this podcast, but it's going to have the video elements, the two of this that we have going on. So that basically is kind of equal with the, yes, will do, bro. equal to the video stuff. Trends. No D. Thank you, Robert. I shall. Everything will work out. I hope so. I'm going to put a video of this on my channel. Thank you, bro. I think it's supplements I'm talking. That's why I always try to look ahead, and I'm like, all right, what can I do to make this fucking better? And the way I can make it better is to concentrate on the things that are big right now, which is Instagram and YouTube. It seemed like that direction Greg didn't agree with. And that's fine. He doesn't have to. No, of course, Kent. I'm never going to. Are you kidding me? I'll never give this fucking thing up. Never, bro. Just injected Trent into my pops. Is that your father, pops? So to me, that is a very important aspect of the company, is what I'm finding to be what works and what doesn't work. And I watch a lot of things that I try to catch, and mostly I do a lot of like reading. I don't have time to watch a lot of these long videos and shit. So I'll just try to fucking read and say, all right, what are these guys? How did this guy fucking do well? What's up, Nick? How did this guy do well? Ed Jax, how did he make this thing viable and make it work properly? And I see, you know, okay, they utilize Snapchat. Now, basically, if I'm reading this article, it's like 6 to 8 months old. Snapchat is really kind of almost got overtaken by Instagram stories and then also live and shit like that. So okay, now how do I implement? I have my biggest following is on Instagram. That's where I'm going to put most of my material. Greg didn't appreciate that because he's not aware of it. He's not on Instagram every day. I take my phone in the shitter and I'm on Instagram doing things, promoting the product, trying to get fucking ads, doing all stuff, and my family's banging on the door. Where the fuck did you fall in? We got to use the bathroom, you know? What do you think happens there? Trent. What year did you start the magazine? 2009. Jason's new coach, Karim Yoakum. I don't even know who that is, but it might be a joke. I'm not sure. Oh, Karen. Is that the one that he likes or something? Snapchat. Yeah, I opened the Snapchat account, and I think I did 2 posts on it. And I started doing this Instagram, and I'm like, fuck it. She's in the IFBB. Oh, all right. There's a lot of them. Thousands of millions of them now. That's why I think he didn't see the value in this Instagram thing and him looking shitter story. It's always a shitter story, bro. him with the videos, he didn't like, how am I going to replace Talking Smack? It's never going to be replaced, but there's going to be other articles in it. It's 2 pages. I'll make it up. Greg kills it on YouTube. I don't know, Christian. You know what? All my work is done there. True, and something to take their phone in the shitter. Yes, thank you, Michelle. You are correct. And reading Muscle Sport magazine as well. But yes, I do much of my work. So a lot of times when you see Instagram posts, just think, I was sitting there with my pants around my ankles. My chin is always up. Another door opens. Andrea, there is a door is going to be blown off its hinges tomorrow with the announcement that I'm making of, it's really a double edition coming. That has nothing to do with Greg leaving. I said that earlier. This was in the works before that. It's just, I guess, good timing on my part now. On the shitter right now. Good for you, Crazy Hawk. Hope it's a good one. Not too hard, not too soft. Just right. Remember that from, what movie was that? Was that Platoon? I think that was Platoon. Snapchat is only good for dick pics. Oh, I don't know. I didn't get that far, but it pink shit. But hey, I know you guys are like, oh, this sucks that Greg left and people on his channel, his YouTube are fucking bashing me and all of that. Yes, please do, Edward. And I thought, that's all right. That shows loyalty. That's cool. I'm glad. I want loyalty. I want fucking people to watch this channel, of course. Don't fill these shits me in phone. Yes, Jay Mason Ortiz. It, just be aware, it does have some poopy germs on it. But it's a shitty situation that I don't want to make it worse. And I'm sure Greg is in the same fucking frame of mind. We were friends. I don't know what the status of that is. We're obviously not working together. When we walked away from each other that day, it was ugly, man. I was yelling fuck you to him, and he was yelling shit back, and fuck me, fuck you, fuck you, you're done, fuck you, you're fine, go fuck yourself, fuck you, I don't care, you know. It was bad, bro. Don't drop the phone and the shit, that would suck. I'm sorry to see you so stressed. Thank you, Pink Princess Bobby. Thank you, Rip Fixin, you're a sweetie. I'm really not stressed. To me, it's like, sucks, you know? But I don't have fucking Apple E. I didn't know you too much for the cool watch more MSN. Thank you, Jonathan. I hope so, bro. Tag me in a post and I will follow you because I like that comment. That made me feel good. In my time of need, I'm going to work this to my advantage and make my wife give me some. I always look two steps ahead. I told you fucking guys that, right? You think I'm going to fucking lose this opportunity? It's perfect. She texted me before, good luck on your show. I was like, oh, great. I'm going to hit her up tonight. How do you think it's possible? She said, oh, someone has deadlift questions. How do I know? I didn't fucking look. Do I look like I deadlift? Probably barely get a fucking 2.25 up if I wanted. It would help. Life is short. Enjoy every second, everyone. Ilias, you are so correct on that. Hey, let me just do the commercials quick. I don't want to, now that I'm trying to keep the fucking sponsors happy, I don't want to fucking piss them off.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Iron Mag Labs, buy three, get one free. Go to IronMagLabs.com right now. This is a cool bottle of Maximum 1 Testosterone Super Andro R. You can check it out at IronMagLabs.com. You can buy four, get one free. Great sale going on. We love IML. Rob DiMaggio is the fucking coolest fucking dude. Runs a great fucking company. And, Boyana Yafalab, I won't even try, but Boyana, figure pro, gorgeous fucking girl. She will also be on the same episode as Robert Frank at the end of the month, MSTV. We did an interview with her via Skype a little while ago, and she was lovely. Aaron Judge. You know what? I don't even want to get into that. Obviously, it's a great fucking story, but I got to keep the show in here, in this thing. I got 7 minutes to go, so I'll just stay on topic with this thing. Penguins kept it. I know you're happy the Preds won. I know. I wanted the fucking the catfish guys, the fucking Preds to win. But I this is something that I do regret happening. I'm not happy over it, but I'm not gonna fucking just let it fucking, you know, ruin anything. I don't have the luxury nor time to do so. I need to fucking you know, move on and get shit going and put stuff together that was being put together anyway. I don't think something this should be sensationalized. However, Columbus not tinting iron debate, what would you say? I would never say no to anything. How would I know you do? I want to write your story, brother. We're going to put a nice, good story together for you. I wouldn't say no. You know what? It doesn't mean nobody's going to make me bash Greg because I don't have any fucking reason to bash him. We had a major disagreement that got to the fucking point where it was a centimeter away from being fucking physical. But, you know, I think that would be a fucking good show. You know, I would never say no to anything. I would even go on Rodline. But I would have to make sure that if I got my head cut off, it would be the nose part that you didn't see. Thank you, Howard. Are you kidding me? Fuck that, man. That's a good story. It gives me something good. But, yeah, this is a shitty thing. Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much, Speedy. Oh, everything is going by too quick. I'm missing some stuff. I apologize for that. I was there on Saturday. It was indeed ugly. Oh, shit, man. I wish you fucking recorded it. I thought the argument with you and Bob at first was like, please, no bad publicity with the gym. I love that place. Oh, shit. Benina. Oh, nine, Jerick. I wish you would. I would block you if you went on Ron White. I was joking, you guys. I wish somebody would have recorded it. It would have been a great fucking video. I would have probably got hysterical over it. It was ugly. It was shitty. And I feel bad for Bob. I have to reach out to Bob. Bob's a good guy. And he let me set up the fucking table there and do some stuff and promotion. And it's not fair to him to act like fucking, you know, a maniac in his gym. So I will email, text Bonham and apologize for that, because that was fucking wrong. Beheading video. Yes, I didn't see it. I heard about it. I did not have the guts to press play when I did see it on somewhere. Somebody had it on, I think, on Twitter. They texted, linked it and tagged me on it. But I don't know if I didn't have the guts to fucking hit it. I think I was eating something that didn't taste good, and I don't want to fucking lose it. But I don't know, Big Muscle Mike. I don't know. I don't have a bottle in front of me to read the ingredients. Fenugreek. This is a fenugreek type of program every Monday. But yeah, this is a suck ass shitty situation. No more Greg and Joe show, at least for the time being. Like I said, I'll never say never. I think the guy is a fucking funny fucking dude. He does a lot of fucking great stuff, and I'm gonna miss that stuff. And if we ever have the chance to do it again, that would be cool. And if we don't, that's cool too, man. No hard feelings. I'm not mad at the guy. On Saturday, I was pissed. We wanted to kill each other. We were both fucking – man, that was like fucking crazy fucking eyes and shit. I mean, we were ready to fucking go. And it's very hard to fucking walk away from that, at least in – this quick of a turnaround, you know, 2 days. Thank Kim. Hey, Kim Haynes, what's up? Thank you. I hope I'm a good guy. And I think Greg's a good guy too. Like I said, there's no hard feelings, there's no hatred, there's no bashing. If anything, I kind of gave him a little bit of a love fest. Yes, Wildfire, I will. And thank you. I do appreciate that. But like I said, tomorrow, the huge announcement that we were having anyway. It's a long story. It's a lot of stuff that we've been going at for a good 6 to 8 weeks, him and I. We've been disagreeing on a lot of things. If you missed part of the show, I hope you guys would watch on YouTube and see. I explained a lot of it at the beginning. RX was stirred a pot. I don't care. That's fine. I would have to fucking go along with the pot stirring. I could talk and answer questions. That doesn't mean I have to fucking answer everyone. I could say, I can't say this in this type of setting like James Comey did. The announcement being made a live video tomorrow. No, I'm going to post an article tomorrow on Muscle Sport, probably around 12, 1 o'clock. Finishing it up now. I was before we went online. And what I'll do is I'll do a post, and then I'll do a little, maybe I'll do a little story tease and talk about it a little bit. Going to be at EDC Vegas on Cloud 9 on the next two shows. Oh, all right. That's cool. No problem. 30 seconds. There's my robot, fucking Rosie the Robot, telling me. My Blog Talk Radio. You guys can also download all of these shows on Blog Talk Radio on iTunes as well for free. Of course. Who the fuck would pay for this shit? You know? So, but that's the audio portion. I can't wait to hear what you have. I hope you guys like it. She sounds hot. Netherlands. Wow. I'm telling you, I'm getting a lot of international people today, and I am so thrilled, man. Love you, Joe, still. Love Ilias, I love you too. I love Greg still. Just, you know, we got pissed at each other. We had a fucking fight, and maybe it's best we don't work together. Maybe like, I think Christian, I think even Ilias said it too. Maybe take a little break and see what happens. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Canada, I like Canada too. Damn that one quick. Wait a second, Joe. Greg will be happy with this. Dave, I agree, bro. And I thank you for being you, because we spoke yesterday, we spoke today, and you're going to do great things with this company, and it's going to soften the blow, if you will. Jeff, the producer, new host. I like Jeff. Jeff's all right, man. I saw Jeff at the Arnold last time I saw him. Jeff's good fucking dude. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. MSM family, catch you all in 2 weeks. Hey, good luck with your fucking races and all of that stuff. But yeah, we're going to be out. I always stay positive. Negative's not my vocabulary. Is he still around? Jeff, I believe so. Steve Black and Open $1 Vino still around. See you guys Thursday. Ask me anything. Thanks a lot, guys.